Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Carol. So, Carol, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, Daniel. I'm the proud founder and owner of Sweet Rebellion Foods, which we also have Surge Cookies, Cookie Rebel, and soon to have a drink line to be unnamed. But so I have my own plant-based food business.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
It was a compelling. It was something I had to do. Ever since I was little, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've had three other businesses. They've been very successful. I am an architect by trade, but how I got I actually left architecture to do this 4 years ago. But how I got the idea was 11 years ago. I was doing all the healthy things. I was working out. I was teaching aerobics. I was teaching taekwondo. I'm a third degree black belt, and I also teach. I was teaching, I was working at Cushman & Wakefield, big real estate firm, you know, no pressure. And I was running and running and running all the time. And I ended up having a stroke. And that was counterintuitive because I was too young, they said. And what else? I was too young. I ate healthy. I did all the right things. I ate, you know, the high protein, I had no carbs, all of this. And I ended up having a stroke. I was in the hospital for a week. When I came out, they couldn't find out why I ever had it. They couldn't pinpoint and said, oh, it's your heart. Oh, it's your this or that. So I set out on a journey. You hear that a lot from people. I know it's an overused term. But in my case, 11 years ago, it wasn't quite as common. And I have always been independent in that I like to take care of my own health. I've always been that way. You know, call it stubborn if you want, but that's me. So as part of this journey, to get back to making sure I didn't want to take any medicine. I wanted to figure out why I had it because I wasn't going to go through that again. It was scary. You know, I couldn't see for 2 days. It was bad, you know, and I was paralyzed on a side and I couldn't see. And I had it while I was at the gym too at Lifetime. The paramedics had to come and everything. Scared me enough that I said, I've got to figure this out. So as part of that journey, then I understood that, and I had a doctor that worked with me. And I started to understand that what I was eating was not in support of what we really need to do. And so the long and short of it is, then I went on that research, you know, that to death. And one day I saw a guy doing raw cooking on television and followed up with that and then realized the two go hand in hand, that plant-based foods are, of course, they're good for you because they're naturally occurring plants, but they are a life force. They are an energy force. We are a life force. We are an energy force, and they will help heal your body. That's the big difference. And that's the reason I was compelled to do this.
That makes sense. What would you say? Obviously it's a very competitive space. What would you say makes you better than your competition?
Oh, other than appearance and flavor? Well, let's see, our pure ingredients. And no, I'm joking, but we sell out at pop-ups. You know, people will walk by and say, no, I'm not in the mood for healthy today. And I say, understood. Love your answer. Try this. Walk away. I'm giving it to you for free. They always come back and say, that was so good. Are you selling these? How much are they? Can I have some? Yeah. We've never had a no. One of the most interesting things that, so you can decide that you are competing or you can decide that you can stand out. And I think that mindset comes first, right, Daniel? It just does. Yeah. It has to. Because otherwise you become overwhelmed with they're faster than me, they're better than me, they're skinnier than me, they're taller than me, all of this. Right. I'm short, by the way. But you know, I always go back to this high school teacher. I had a high school teacher who didn't know me at all. I was in accelerated classes except for this one. And she told me one day in class that I was going to amount to nothing but a file clerk. So I remember that to this day, obviously, but competition, when I know that I have something, you just inherently know it, you really involve your intuition and you know it. And I've had too much reinforcement and too many positive, big clients come to me and say, would you develop products for us? So So I said, I knew it. I knew it all along. I could feel the momentum when it's starting to build. It's pretty crazy. I'm blessed. It's a blessing in that way. It's, you know, that's another sort of overused term, but I believe in that. I think that this is something I was meant to do. I don't want anybody to go through what I did before. And so I just say that there's lots of flowers in the garden. So do you walk into a garden and decide of all the beautiful roses, there's yellow, there's pink, there's red, there's white, you know, all these colors, peach color. Do you pick one and say the others are no good? No, you probably pick one, and then the next day you might pick another, and the next day you might pick another, until maybe you find your favorite one that sort of resonates with you for whatever reason. So there's always room for, there's enough for everyone is what I say. I've always said that, and I completely believe it.
Awesome. No, that makes complete sense. That makes total sense. What would you say in terms of where you're selling it? You mentioned, you know, farmers markets, but are you selling direct to consumer on your website? Is it in stores? Like, where can people find your products?
Well, I love your question, and it's a varied answer. Originally, we were to be in Kroger. That's how I actually transitioned from architecture to this business, was I sent things to Kroger corporate in Cincinnati, and within a couple of weeks they called me and said, would you come develop products for us? I mean, can you believe that? Little me, right? And so I did. I worked with them for 2 years, and we were about ready to launch our high protein cookies. That's what they wanted. And so that was big retail was never on my radar. We can, you know, that's a topic for another day, but it was a proof of concept for me. And so that it held a lot of clout too, when I could say we have a $500,000 order from Kroger for Simple Truth, right, that we've been working on together. But there, so I've had huge clients come to me and find us because of our website and say, this looks interesting. Can we talk? Would you be interested in creating something just for us, a private label? I started out in private label. That seemed to be something that kind of caught on. And I kept getting people coming to me about that. We do sell in private venues as well, and getting ready to launch in a bigger way, in a more strategic way, to answer your question, so that it will be in retail. But I will be honest with you, it's not my main goal, nor is it my ultimate goal. I do not consider, for all the perks that I know goes along with grocery chain, it is not conducive to the kind of product I have, primarily because of cost, and they want to, you know, so I've learned that specialty retailers love us because we can get to the price point we need. They appreciate, love us. So it's a combination. I just did a huge business plan. Funny you should ask. And it's a combination of some real unusual clients that I probably don't want to give away here. But I'm probably the one standout vendor that you'll talk to in a while that has always realized that retail is not the end game. It's full of headaches and cost and manpower and wasted product. And it has its perks, absolutely. But the downside is enough. If you're small enough and you're just beginning, or you're kind of in those middle stages, look to specialty retailers. And now what I see on LinkedIn is all the people who were, you know, you were only valid if you were in retail. Nobody would talk to you unless you were in retail. Well, now the shift is coming, and I see you saying, how many specialty retailers are you in? Well, quite a lot. So we're gearing up a whole marketing campaign and production to these specialty retailers. I've got offers from convenience stores from Saudi Arabia. I have a request from Tesco in the UK. They want us. The distributor there wants it's a large number of bars. I've got to find a co-packer for this. So it's a combination to answer your question. I would...
That makes sense. I mean, so in terms of goals of scalability, you mentioned that you're, you know, not really focused too much on retail, which in 2023 is understandable. So you focus a lot on e-commerce, selling direct to consumer on your website?
We do, but it's just in its baby stages, Daniel. I mean, I know it is. My partner passed away a couple of years ago. And when he passed away, I was carrying all the balls for trying to find investors. And that's what he did. And so And COVID certainly didn't help because Kroger actually pulled the purchase order for us, from us and other people, to not produce because COVID started happening. So we didn't do that, but all the money we spent, you know, obviously. So I'm sorry, what was, so say your question again.
Yeah. So I was just curious about, well, because e-commerce, right? I mean, you're selling on your website. So in terms of your vision of scalability, I mean, are you planning on ramping that up?
I'm very different. I think outside the box from day one. And if I see something that's an overcrowded market, even though I said there's lots of flowers in the garden, if I think it's too saturated, I know I can inherently find those niches that have gone, people call it white space, where nobody's gone before. And I used to do that when I, so what I'm trying to do is kind of decide which one I'm enjoying better, because the truth of the matter is, while I can be smart and disciplined and go into retail and do well, or any of the venues, and you could too, whoever sets their mind to do something, I believe can do it. Where I'm now at is, what do I want to do? Because I see what am I enjoying doing? Is it high scale stuff? Probably it is. It's going to be that. I know that for sure. Is it going to be, because I learned in retail, they want you to dumb it down. They want you to get to a bottom line price. They want you to compromise the ingredients. Well, I'm no better than anybody else if I'm doing that. And that's not my target market, ideally. Now, I do know that for Gen Z, everybody uses their phone, and influencers are the way to get those guys. So we're putting a campaign around that. For millennials, it's digital marketing and social media. So we're putting a campaign around that. I do know that even though we are a one-size-fits-all type product, you can't market yourself that way, because I get too much negative pushback. But the reality is, we really can, because anybody can eat. Our cookies are completely allergen-free, and our bars have nuts. That's the only allergen, and nuts and coconut. But they have superfoods, and we're not refined and processed. And do I have problems with them? Co-packers, yeah. But that's part of it. You can either do it this way or not. And I found very, very compatible co-packers for that. So here's a different, so that's a long-winded way of saying, what I recommend to people is, find where you really want, where's your passion? I'm going to just make this up for just the purpose of this example. But if I really wanted to get a high-end customer, because those people will pay for health, then I'm going to target myself and position myself in a market that's willing to pay, and I'm going to be a higher level product that is online and is more of a gifting and special occasion type product that can also be promoted in varying sizes and et cetera, right, for all of that, to get the gaps that kind of come that way. If I want to just do volume, obviously it's retail. Am I happy doing volume? I don't know. We'll see.
Makes sense. So in terms of your role right now with technology, are you using artificial intelligence, or do you see any use case for AI in your business?
I love the question. We do. I will tell you something interesting. I've been so in tune with this market from 12 years ago. I knew everybody has a talent. I have a talent for knowing what's coming. And I knew this was going to be the thing, and it shows no signs of slowing down, right? And it's only going to continue. And so, I'm sorry, I was looking at something that distracted me. So the point I was going to make is that the intuitive things that I knew and the marketing direction that I was taking at the time with some of my partners is exactly what AI is telling us now. And yes, we use ChatGPT. We've been using that for over a year, but it doesn't give me anything new, to be honest with you. It might give us some imagery that we weren't using before, but it's not giving me any information that I didn't already know. It's very simple what I do. It's very simple what I want to message. And so for that reason, yeah, I mean, it's there. Now for analytics and things, yeah. And I've got a marketing firm that's just dynamite. I love these guys. And they have a 92% retention rate. Private firm, love them. And so leaning on marketing to do a lot. And so my role is not marketing. I'm an architect by trade, so I am more budget and schedule driven person, but I'm highly creative. So I'm the creative force. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, Carol, why don't you just do the development, and we'll help you do the sales, and we'll help you do over here. And that's possible. Yeah, I mean, I know enough about business that that's how you're going to expand yourself. right? But
makes sense. So
what I'm doing, huh?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I was just going to ask, so what would you say right now is your biggest challenge?
Other than time, let's see. Marketing for me, marketing is to get the dollars spent so that we can ramp up. I've got to get some production things going first for that volume, so that once we start the marketing, because it's going to come quick. I expect it to come quickly. So marketing.
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 What would you say is, the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
I have always been, for me, I have an unusual answer for you, and some people may say, oh, sure, but I've always been an entrepreneur at heart since I was little, since I was like 6 and 7. I knew I wanted to invent things and sell them, and I wanted to be an entrepreneur. My parents were entrepreneurs. I'm an only child, so I had the benefit of having those examples. So for me, but the advice I would give would be that people need to not be fear-based. You've just got to confront it, even when you don't want to. And the execution is the hardest part. The idea phase is easy. Now start executing your idea. That's where the fear comes in, and you cannot let it paralyze you. You cannot let people say no to you and have it hurt your feelings or stop you. You hear that from actors all the time, and you hear that all the time from people, but until it really happens to you, do you really appreciate that sentiment? And because I have, for all the no's I have 100 yeses. And the no's are from people who haven't bothered to listen, don't care, don't like raisins. It's something arbitrary that I'm not interested. Those aren't my customers anyway. And you have to just recognize who are your customers and cater to those people. You're not trying to get 100% of everybody. Your customers will find you and will follow you and will be, as my husband used to say, he's passed away, but he used to say, raving fans. And that's what you want. You don't want sales as part is the end result, but you want people who are repeat buyers. And I don't see that in products now. They're just trying to give you a quick down and dirty kind of message, if you will. Oh, we're healthy, we're cheaper, we're better, we've got this and that. But the reality is they're all the same. It's pretty
True.
much.
Now, I was just going to say, it's like, to your point, right? It's like the products, obviously, that you're describing is of a very high value, right? I mean, it's like, to me, I always believe this thing where people are paying more for higher quality. And like, what you're providing is a higher quality product with great ingredients, tastes good, all these things that it's like, to me, I think is so rare today where you actually have healthy products that also taste good. I think it's like, if you can have that, that's a big win, I think, for yourself and also for your customer.
Thank you. I do too. And we want it to be an experience. So I'm not going to hand you a taffy, overly refined, gross taffy. I've tried out for Shark Tank twice. I know that the third time I'll make it. And when I went to Shark Tank the first time, and I got to the next to last of the auditions both times, is I showed them the competition. I unwrapped, of course, but I took all these protein bars out and then showed them ours. I mean, there was no, I didn't need to say another word. I didn't need to say another word. Because you could see a difference. And then when I explained that when you have whole ingredients, not refined, ground up powders and derivatives of this and that and sugar alcohols and whatever else and lecithins and different things, when you have whole ingredients, that treats you at a cellular level. That goes to my point about healing and a holistic approach. No one else is doing that. Now they will say they do, but the reality is, and you can Google it, when you eat, would you rather have powder or would you rather have a whole sunflower seed? If the powder was as good for you as the sunflower seed, or that was your perception, would you take a powder or would you take the seed? So that's one question. And then let's say you take the powder. Let's just say that from the because you say, oh, I can drink it quick, and my stomach gets upset if I eat a seed. So, but the problem is that people need to start to understand it. It's part of the education program I'm starting to roll out with a blog and different, that's what Cookie Rumbles is going to come in, is with a blog, that whole ingredients broken down naturally in your body will give you healing and nutritional at a cellular level, where things that are overly refined just kind of pass through your system and kind of deposit vitamins and minerals, which are then leached out quickly. Your cells can't really use it on a long-term basis. And so, there's a whole topic around that. So,
Makes sense.
But I've had a lot of people who were doubters say, or people say, oh, okay, I'll try what you have. And I send them our seed cookie. That's one of the original cookies, and it's just seeds. And they said, I didn't think a seed cookie could taste this good. I've never had anything this good. And it's seeds. It looks, anyway, it's one of our main products. We are redoing our website stores and our pricing and so forth. We've kind of got it all going on at the same time. So it looks a little, it looks like we're kind of paused, and kind of in reality we are right now, just making sure that all the different concepts and things we want to say are being said by the right venues and the right influencers. And because I do have contacts with boxers and MMA, and I have my whole lot, I mean, my last 25 years, you know, influencers, I knew were going to be a big deal. I've sent things to influencers before. They love them. And they've given me little snippets to use. And so I know I'm in the right direction. I know it is. And I just really I just really want people to eat better and understand how we're being misled by labels and claims. And because snacks represent up to 40 to 60% of our daily intake, that's a lot. That's a lot. If you eat one of our cookies for breakfast, you've got the most nutritious breakfast you could have. It's high protein. It's got your daily amount of fiber in it. It's got no allergens. You can hand them to your kids. You can hand them to your 80-year-old mother if you need it, to your grandmother. You know, there's no age problem there as well. And because they're allergen-free, we do have coconut. But because we're allergen-friendly, if you want to call it that way, because we do have coconut, anybody can eat our stuff. And for breakfast, everybody tells me, everybody, runners, athletes all the time. I wanted to focus on sports a long time ago because I was always in sports. And so that was, anyway, I have a lot of complicated answers for your questions, and I apologize up front. But
no, I think it's good. I think it's good. I think it's good that you're getting into these kind of details, because at the end of the day, right, people need to know about your products. And I think the more people that listen to this and hear about your products, you know, because to me, like I said, it's like we like to promote products that have, that provide a lot of positive value, that are not just, you know, good tasting, but also good tasting and healthy. And I think to me, you know, this is something that, you know, we definitely are behind and could get behind. I think that more people need to as well. And I think your story is amazing. I mean, listen, being always wanting to be an entrepreneur is one thing, but actually going out there and doing it and pursuing your dreams, I think is, you know, something that a lot of people can learn from. So I would just say, in terms of, you know, just to wrap, you know, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website and social media handles? Like, best way for somebody watching this to find your brand and to get in contact with you?
Not at all. Like I said, right now it's in development, so it will look a little piecemeal, but you'll get the vibe of it. So the first one I want to give you is our sports line. It's called Surge, S-U-R-G-E, cookies.com. And we are tailored to athletes, because that was one of my main goals. Because like I said, I knew we couldn't market to everyone and get the, because every generation had a different pain point, right? So I knew that we needed to tailor down how we messaged and who we did. And sports was always when I ran marathons, I needed to have a bar, and we never had the right kind of bar. So surgecookies.com, cookierebels.com, cookie rebels with an S, will start to give you a feel of the kind of vibe that I'm talking about for traveling, for finding the healthy things in your travels. I have a whole idea around that, and that's where the blog is. That's an expansion and a more maybe spiritual sort of journey, talking about how foods can heal. And then, what am I leaving out, Surge? Oh, Sweet Rebellion Foods with an S.com. Sweet Rebellion Foods is the parent company and kind of the brains behind everything. I've been passionate about sunflowers my whole life, never knew why. Now we use sunflower seeds and everything, so now I know why. I had no idea. Always drawn to sunflowers. And so that's our insignia. So we have three.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say, Carol, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. You know, definitely let's keep in touch as your company keeps growing and your website's going to be finished. And, you know, we hope that you sell more products. Obviously, the holidays are coming up. So as the holidays approach, you sell lots of product here in Q4. And yeah, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, Daniel. So can I ask a question that's off
Sure, yeah, I can. Yeah.